Josh Allen reports to camp being called overrated by an anonymous NFL executive. Is that person right?
No, that person is not right. You know my stance on Josh Allen. He is the second best player in football. He is the offense.
Even though he doesn't have the credentials of any real quarterback that we've ever put that high on an NFL player ranking list ever.
That's fine.
He is not an MVP, and he hasn't won a championship. And those are the two things. You need to have one of those two things to lay claim as a quarterback to either the best or second best player in the league.
Okay, well then so who's the second best player in the league?
Well, there's a number of guys. We made our great list when we put up together our all 11 team.
Right. But Joe Burrow doesn't have an MVP or a championship.
I wouldn't put Joe Burrow too.
Who would you put?
I might put TJ Watt too.
Oh, stop.
What? I might put your boy Trent Williams too.
Wait a minute.
No, I wouldn't. I just said that to mess with you. I would not do that. Wait,
what are you?
I might put Christian
about?
McCaffrey too.
And okay, what MVP? What MVP or championship does TJ Watt have?
Hold on a second. Quarterbacks are measured differently than individual players.
Oh,
I'm saying for a quarterback to ascend to that point, he needs to have one of those two things. Barry Sanders, he did win an MVP, but but he didn't ever win anything in the playoffs other than that one playoff game. When they lost to Dallas in the NFC Championship game. Like, we hold quarterbacks to a different standard. The team winning has a lot to do with how we rank quarterbacks. It has always been that way. And you are trying to start up this crusade almost on your own, and some of the analytics people too, where now that is less important. And I'm not going to stand for it. The guy that says Jordan is better than LeBron can therefore not cannot say that Josh Adams having no MVP or no team success, deserves to be the second best player in the NFL.
I watch the games. That's my answer. I watch the games. So no, that executive is wrong. He's an excellent player. There's no one else you'd rather start a franchise with other than Mahomes.
CJ Stroud. So Josh Allen is better at his job than Christian McCaffrey?
No, but his job is more important.
Okay. That's your loophole. That's your debate team champion.
That's not a loophole. Justin Tucker can't be the second best player in the NFL. His job doesn't matter that much. All right, New York Giants. Do they regret doing offseason Hard Knocks?
I want to add a second team to pick up the pace. The Patriots. Because the thing that everybody's talking about from the last Hard Knocks episode is the GM of the Giants trying to make that deal with New England to move up to the third pick to get Drake May. And I have a hard time figuring out where you come down on that, because on one hand, I know you like Drake May, but on the other hand, you said on numerous podcasts that the Patriots might be better off not taking a quarterback because of other problems. And it sounds like they were offered the Giants first, next year's Giants first, which could be a great pick, and another pick, a day two pick. So should New England have taken that deal?
Listen, having the quarterback, I think Drake May is going to be the second best quarterback in this class. I'm on the record with that. I think that Drake May checks all the boxes. They just shouldn't play him. Those two things I do not think are in conflict. If you play him too early when he has no offensive talent, that can set him back. JJ McCarthy might perform better on his rookie contract than Drake May does because of the situation that he's in. So
would you rather have the extra first round pick and the extra day two pick and JJ McCarthy than just Drake May?
No, I'd rather have Drake May.
Okay.
I'd rather have Drake May, but what I'm saying is if I was New England, I would not play Drake May. And normally I want to play these guys as soon as possible to find out, but this is the Bryce Young example. Do they have nothing to help Drake May? If he plays right away, he better be a miracle worker. So I don't.
And I think they're going to be pressured to play him because they're not going to be good, and their fans don't want to watch Jacoby Brissett from now until New Year's Day.
All right, so you added New England here. So is it back to me?
Sure.
Okay.